ein mishalchin moyos v'diyukni. And now you should not send money back with a diyukni, with a figurehead. Like
Rashi says, Mosa loy bal ha-pikodin l'shliach simonim. The bal ha-pikodin, as I gave you, Reuven gave Shimon something to hold for him. So now Shimon is holding in the pikodin for Reuven. So now Reuven should not send the shliach to Shimon to receive back his pikodin l'shliach simonim.
In other words, this shliach he did not appoint in front of Edom. So how would the shaman know it's his shliach? Because the bal ha-pikodin is going to give over simonim, give a sign. He's going to give him over his signature on a piece of paper. So the kids of the bal ha-pikodin is just giving over his signature to the shliach to show it to the shomer to receive back the pikodin from the shomer. So such a type of a shliach you should not make. That is a loch of a mishalchim mois bidyukni. And the Mishnah Gemara says, v'yafilu edim chasum amolei, even if you have edim signing on this piece of paper. But since the shliach was not made in front of two edim, that's not called a shliach, as if to say the bal ha-pikodin is mekabel achrayis, but rather it's up to the shomer. That if the Shema does send it back with such a person, if something happens, the Shema would still be chayiv. Then the Gemara says, though, but Rabbi Yechanan says, if Edom signed on a piece of paper, that's enough, that's all the good Shliach, and then the Shliach has the Kabbalah Sachrayis. Amri Lishmul, if it's said back to Shmul, Maitakanta, what's the eight? So what can you do then? In case you didn't appoint in front of the Edom, what should you do? So according to you, it's not a good Shliach, even if you have Edom signing on the Ksav, still it's no good. So what's the eight?
For you? So Mar says, Ki ho the Rav Abba, but the case of Rav Abba, have a masik zuze with the Rav Yosef Bar Choma, that Rav Yosef Bar Choma once owed some money to Rav Abba. Rav Abba had some money by Rav Yosef Bar Choma. So Omalei l'Rav Safra. So Rav Abba told Rav Safra like this: Pahadi di asyis, when you go visit Rav Yosef Bar Choma, I sinu nahali. Go bring me back the money that Rav Yosef Bar Choma owes me. He owes me money, and you, Rav Safra, you're going to visit him. So Rav Abba told him, please do me a favor when you go there, bring me back the money. Ki ozel hosim. So when Rav Safra went to visit Rav Yosef Bar Choma, Omalei Rav Abrei. So Rava, the son of Rabbi Yosef, said to him, Mi kosav lecho his kabalti, like you want to take the money back my father owes back to Rav Abba. Did Rav Abba give me a ksav saying his kabalti, as if to say that as soon as I pay you the shliach of the money, it should be considered as if Rav Safra received the money. In other words, I'll be potter from any einus of the derech. Do you have such a ksav? O male loy, Rav Safra said no, Rav Abba did not give me such a ksav. Ihochi is also the son said, Zil Bereisha, go back to Rav Abba, the Yichtav Lechoy is Kabalti, and let him give you a piece of paper now, Ishtar saying, it's considered that when you receive the money, when you, Rav Safra, receive the money from me, it's as if Rav Abba accepted the money. In other words, that we're potter from Einsin, it's considered like you really have the money. That's what happened. L'seif omalei, at the end he said like this, Ikosav l'chonami es kabalti, no, that's what Rav Abrei said first. Then he changed his mind. L'seif omalei, at the end he said, Ikosav l'chonami es kabalti, no, that's not going to be enough. Even if Rav Abba is going to write on this piece of paper on the shtar, that it should be considered as if he received it already, lav klumu, it doesn't mean too much. Because Dilma Adiosis Shochiv Rababa, I have to be afraid maybe when the Shlich is coming, when Rav Safra is coming now to collect the money, maybe Rababa would die. Mash Rababa was a Shchimra, was an older person, he was sick. So the son now was afraid that maybe Rababa would die on the way. And therefore Vanofla Zuzi Kaima Yasme. Then who's gonna be the real ones to collect the money? Would be the assignment of the Yorshim. Then that you have a ksav saying that by your father, as if he received it, means nothing. Because the father is not the owner of the money anymore. I'm afraid that maybe by the time you, Rav Safra, come back to me, that I should pay you, maybe Rav Abba died, and his son yashin the money. So the fact that you have a shtar saying, kilos kabalti to Rav Abba, would not free the yoshim. The yoshim was still come in Taino, we did not receive the money back yet. Omalei, so Safra said back to him, very good. But Viela Maitakanta, so what, give me an Eitzah. What should I do? What's the takona? How is it possible that I should be able to receive the money from you? So he said like this, Zil nikninu lucho agav arya. I want it to be as if that your Baba is makna the money to you, Rav Safra. As if to say, you, Rav Safra, you're the owner of the money. So Rashi says, nikninu naloch agav arya, with a kinyan agav. V'yish lecho b'chol mokim shein, nekayim lom b'gdushin, nechosim shein lom achrayis, nikdim im nechosim shesh lom achrayis. Let Rav Baba like be makna to you, give you some karka, and agav the karka, the money also belongs to you. So now you, Rav Safra, the one that I'm paying to, you're the owner of the money. For to'at kosav lon is kabalti. And now you, Rav Safra, you yourself, write to us a shtar saying that you received the money. So now I can't go wrong, because you're the owner of the money right now, and I'm paying the money back to you, so you can't have any kindness back to me later. You want the money. And this is a case of kihod de Rav Papa. There's a case like Rav Papa. Have a masik treisa alfei zuzi bechuzoi. That also in bechuzoi, the people there owed Rav Papa $12,000 they owed him. Treisa alfei zuzi is, so Rav Papa sent the shliach to accept the money. So how did they pay the shliach? Ach ninu nahalei l'Rav Shmuel bar Abba agav ha-sefer de beisei. That Rav Papa first was makna the money to the shliach Rav Shmuel bar Abba, agav ha-sefer de beisei, by the threshing hold of his house. In other words, the Rashi says, miftan beisei, the threshing of the door. De mechubel karka, every karka, it's like, it's called part of the karka. So he was makna, gave him over this karka, and there's a kinyan agav, once I give you karka, I can give you the money, metaltlam also. So now it's considered as if the shliach, Rav Shmuel bar Abba, owns the money. And therefore, the people of Bnei Mechuzah gave the money very good to the shliach, because they paid up to the owner. And ki also, nofek liyapa yatavach. And the Rashi says, holach likroys liyatavach, shei mokam, shei somach, shei viloi moisav. That your pup was so happy when he saw the money come back, that he went out to meet him till tavach. But kohpon, this is the way to receive the money. If you want to make sure to say kilu is kabalti, if you want to make sure that when you're paying up the shliach money, that the money is considered as if the real owner received the money, the only way he had was to be makna the money to the shliach. The shliach himself really owes the money. Now that the shliach owes the money, then everything is good. Then when you're paying up, you can't go wrong. You're paying the owner the money. And now the shliach, when he gets the money, if the real owner trusted the shliach, so now the shliach will give the money back to the real owner. That's the way you pay up. Then the Mishnah says, Nosan layes a keren. When you paid up the keren, you have to pay the chaymish also. So Gemara says, Almo chaymish mamainahu. You see, paying up a chaymish, again, in the Mishnah, where you made a maisa gazela, and then you swore false, and then you yourself were made that you admitted that you really stole and that you swore false. Halacha is, you have to pay back the keren, and a chaymish also, a fifth more. So the Mishnah is teaching us that this tashlumin, the extra fifth, is also called money. Rashi says, "Mid Yitzchak leMishpat." The Mishnah have to say, "Ein Tzarach leElach Achrov Alma Mamaynu Hugabei." That really you owe him the money. It's only a chiddush that for this chaimish, you don't have a chiyuv. The gazlan doesn't have a chiyuv to go all the way to the nigzal and give it to him. Just the nigzal has the right to come and collect it, but it's called mamin. V'yim mayis mishal mele yorshin. Let's say the gazlan dies, so then the yorshim have to pay because it's a called the chiyuv money. They owe the money. Not just on the kapara, the father needs a kapara. Once you have the chiyuv chaimish, it's called that you owe this fifth to the nigzal. Therefore, if the gazlan dies, the yoshim have to pay. Utananam, we also learn like this. Nosan asa keren, the case where you paid up the keren. Venish bala chaimish. And then you swore false that you said you paid up the fifth and really you didn't. And then you would admit that you swore false. So we say it's considered like your kaifa money. And haray moisiv chaimish ala chaimish. You have to pay another fifth on this fifth. Alma also, we see again that chumshin amaynahu, that the first fifth that you owe was considered like you owe him money. You owe him money, lamaisa. And now that you swore false that you said you paid him up, and really you didn't pay him up, you have to pay another fifth on that fifth. So we see the first fifth that you owe is called money. And therefore, if you swear false against it, you'll have to pay the keren that much with another fifth. V'tani nam yachim learned also like this. That Hagoizel es chaveroi, somebody steals from his friend. V'nish baloyim, he swears to him that he didn't steal. Umeis, and then the person dies. So he was made the first that he stole. First he admitted it, and then the Gazlan died. So it says clearly, Yorshin Mishalmim Kerem B'Chaimish, that the Yorshim have to pay up the Chaimish. So again, this Chaimish is called the Chi of money, that when the father had to pay it, if he dies, the Yorshim take it over. It's not Stam Kapora, it's the Chi of money. Upturim in Oshim, but the Yorshim, that potter from being in a Korban. The Korban Oshim, that's only a Kapora for the father. Now that the father died, you don't bring a Korban. The Yorshim, Fredim Akasha. The Yorshim b'nei shalum mechum shel yavun hevei, is this true that the Yorshim have to pay the fifth that the father was supposed to pay after the father died? Is it true? Or Reminu, I have a question on this. I say like this.
Rashi says this is the Rashi and Teros Kanim says like this. That the Bosu says Asher Gozal. So Idashin Agzelu Yuhu Meisav Chaimish V'lo Agzela Soviv. You don't have to pay a Chaimish for your father's Gzela. So this we are on. Eimusai ene mishalim chaimish al gezel oviv bizman shlo nishpa lo yuv lo yoviv. Maybe that's only when both the son or the father, neither of them, swore that they did not make the gzela. But huv lo yoviv, let's say the son swore that he knew the father did not steal, but the father did not swear, or else oviv, let's say the father swore for lo yuv and not the son. Who v'yoviv, let's say both of them, both the father first swore that he did not steal, and then when it came to the son to pay or so, the son also swore that his father did not make the gzela. Minayin, how do we know even in such a case, when we find out that they really made the gzela, still that the sons are potter from paying the chaimish? Talmud loim, v'dashin aposek, asher gozal, v'asher osak. For who lay gozal, who lay osak? Only the father, the one that made the gzela, he's the one that has to pay back the chaimish, and not the son. So here it's a theory. Here you see, no matter what, the son does not have to pay back the chaimish. All right, turn over. So Marin says, "Amar Rav Nachman leKasha, Kansha Hoyde, Kansha leHoyde, Chura Poshit." Kanshahoide, Rashi says, Oviv Bechayov, if first the father made the gzela, and he swore false. Now, if the father admitted that he swore false when he was alive, so it was chalachiyah for the father to pay back the chaimish. V'yachashinishbav nischayav lechaimshoy mishal miyoshim. Then if he dies, then the yoshim have to pay the chaimish. Well, Brice, Rashi says, Teros Kanim, that says that the yoshim don't have to pay, Bishaloi hoidu, when the father did not admit it. So Rashi says, "Gasalka b'hadrashta b'loyhoy d'loyav loyvinoy." The avamina is when neither of them was moyed, not the father, not the son. That's the case when the potter from paying back the chaimish. That's the Gemara Teres. Like that's the Gemara the answer. Like Kasha, Kan shahoyda, Kan shloyhoyda. So Mari asks, "E loyhoyda?" Like the avamina was neither of them admitted. If so, Karen namid leMishalim, they don't have to pay the Karen either. Then, like they didn't admit, the father swore that he did not steal, and that's it. So what do they have to pay Karen for? Maybe you want to answer me, they don't have to pay. Since the Brice is talking about that the Yorshim are potter from paying back the extra fifth, Lenemra means to tell me the Kerem Mishalim, that they do have to pay the Kerem. So if nobody admitted it, so what do they have to pay? So there shouldn't be a Kerem either. V'yoyed, and also, Tanya, we learn like this. Still, I would say, when did the Yorshim have to pay the gzela the father did, the Karen at least, bizman shenish b'hu the oviv, but when they nashu and him and the father swore, oviv loyhu, what's going to be if the father swore but not the son, or else who the son swore loyoviv, or else loyhu loyoviv minayin tamaloyim gzela b'yoshik avedu pikadin. And Yesh Talmud. In other words, this is a learning. This is like a Braisa. This is a learning. And the Yosef Rav Hunavunu was sitting, he said over this halacha. Now, O Malay Rabba Bray, so Rabba's son said back, Yesh Talmud Komamar, did you mean to say Yesh Talmud is like a definite learning? Or Yesh Talmud Komamar? Just she's saying like in Svara that the Yorshim should have to pay the Karen. In other words, what did you mean to say? Or Malay, he said back to him, Yesh Talmud Kamina. I mean to say this is a learning. This is Pshan the Posik. Or Mirabuyi the Kro Amri. And I'm dashing from the Rebu of the Kro. But I call upon him, you see clearly that the Karen, the Yorshim, do have to pay back. It's only a problem that they have to the potter from the Chaimish. So if so, that's the question, it's a theory then. Why are they potter from the Chaimish? Before we said, the Yorshim have to pay the Chaimish. So Gmarin says, Ela mai loy hoida. What does it mean to say here? That they did not admit. It means to say, loy hoida oviv for hoida benoy. It just means the father did not admit that he stole. And about the Shua Sheker. But Enoch Nami, the son now did admit. And therefore, since the son admitted it, that's why this is the case that the son has to pay the Karen, but still he's potter from the Chaimish, because the father did not make the Hoidor. Before, when we said the Yorshim have to pay the Chaimish, that's when the father also admitted that he made a Shvua Sheker. And then he died. So therefore, there was a Chalach Chiev Chaimish upon the father. Therefore, the Yorshim take over that Chiev. But here, where we say the Yorshim are potter from Chaimish, is where, when the father died, he did not admit that he swore false. Just the sons later, they admit. So since the sons admitted later, that's why Karen they have to pay, but Chaimish they're potter from. So now the Gemara asks the question, but if the son also swore that he knows that his son, that his father did not make the gzela, and then later the son was moida, that he swore false, why doesn't the son have to pay Chaimish then? Amri, I'll tell you, b'shein gzela kayemis. We're talking about that the gzela is not around anymore. Like, it's true, the father made the gzela, but it's not here. Since it's not here, so Melitz, there's not a chiv upon the sons to pay it up. Therefore, there's not called the kfiras mammon, like the sons of potter. Like Rashi says, the lav ole rami lishlume, the tanan we learned, ha gozel, if somebody steals something, or maichel es bonov, pturim milishalim. And the son, the father, eats it up, even if he gives it to his son, still the father is potter, and the sons are also potter. Silkach over here, Rashi says, ikofar, that when the son swore false, kfiras dvorim bialmi. It's like a shvuas bitui, there's no chiyuv to pay back a chaimish. So we're talking about b'kitza that the gzeilu is not around anymore. Therefore, the sons do not have a chiyuv to pay it up. Therefore, there's no kfiras moment. That's why they're potter from a shvua. So Gemara asks, "Ibishen gzeila kiemis." If that's what we're talking about, that the gzeila is not around, if so, afilu keren amiloi mishalim. But we just were medayik before that the sons have to pay keren. It's only that the sons are potter from paying the chaimish, but the keren they do have to pay. Now, if the gzeila is not around, so why do the sons have to pay even the keren? So the Gemara answers, "Lo tzrich." We're talking about the ikach rais. We're talking about, like, there is nechosim, the father left over property. There's karka that the father left over. Therefore, on that property, it's chalachiv achrayis, the yorshim have to pay up the gzela. So where is the question? V'chi'ika achrayis dechosim mayhevi, so what? Even though the father left over property, left over karka. But milva pehi, it's only like a milva peh, the father.
It's only through talk, it's like you said. It's only like you said that you lent him the money, you owe him the money. But there's no shtar. O milva peh, ain't a goiva, lemina yorshim, lemina kuchis. When you have a loan that you did not make up a shtar just by peh, so then you can't collect the money from the yorshim from the kuchis. So here, even though the father made the gzela, but it should only remain like a gzela, like a milvah peh, so then the yorshim should be potter again from paying, even from the achrayis nechosim.